You're listening to Life in Deep Ellum's podcast.
Friends, the last few weeks have been layered. Layered with emotion and exhaustion and action. And it seems like I'm just cycling through those three states of being. It's been layered with a lot of different emotions. Joy, sadness, hope, despair, grief, courage. And so I find myself wondering, what is it you are feeling today? What emotional states have you been cycling through? Can you name what's rising in you now? Even with all these layers and all this cycling through emotion, I have been struggling to just sit with my feelings. And so they're registering in my body. Oh, friends, I have broken out in hives. I have felt like I was going to pass out. I have just been physically exhausted. Whew. Our body sure can speak. Especially when, in my experience, we're struggling to sit with the emotions. I think my fear has been lately, if I really sit in it all, it might just overwhelm me. My fear is not necessarily rational. I know that I can bring these emotions to the Lord and process them and bring them to friends and process them and bring them to my therapist and process them. But the fear is still there, working on me. And my assumption is some of you are also feeling a depth of emotion that's unsettling. And so in preparation for our prayer today, I want you to do just a quick scan of your body. Starting at the top of your head, scanning down all the way to your toes. What do you notice? Does your body feel relaxed? Is it tight? Are there places of pain? How is your body speaking to you today? I want to give just a few examples of how our body speaks to us. Maybe one of them will resonate with you. In my experience, I've noticed as a spiritual director, when people speak about a tightness in their stomach, there's often a worry or anxiety that feels right at the center of their lives. When people reference tightness in their shoulders, I've also seen that there tends to be some pain or sorrow that has weighed heavily on them for a long period of time. Tightness in a person's throat is often connected to an emotion that has been held back, some emotion that has been swallowed rather than dealt with. And tightness in a person's jaw, in my experience, I found it often is indicative of things that have been left unsaid for far too long. Our body has a way of speaking to us if we can learn to listen. Sometimes, as my body has with me over the last several weeks, it yells at us. And so today, this reminder is as much for me as it is for any of you. Our body has a way of speaking if we will listen. As does our imagination, which brings me to our prayer today. We are going to pray with fantasy, which is just another way of describing an imaginative guided prayer. For our prayer today, I recommend a posture that is comfortable. For you, a posture that indicates openness and a willing to receive from the Lord. So, go ahead. Settle in, and when you're ready, we'll begin. So go ahead and take a nice deep breath in. And exhale. Take another deep breath in. And exhale. I want you to go ahead and breathe at your own pace. As you settle into this time of prayer, I want you to recall that you are always in God's loving presence. And our great God has been with you all this day long. And so just breathe into the reality of God's love for you. His acceptance of you, His joy in you. And from this place, as you're ready, with your eyes closed, you descend into darkness. I want you to notice how the darkness feels to you in these moments. As the darkness begins to feel more permanent, situations from your life play at the edge of your thoughts. One particular life experience comes into focus. Note the feelings that rise in you now. In the darkness, there is nowhere to go. And so you sit with these feelings, examining them, curious and non-judgmental as to their existence. You begin to wonder, where is God in all of this? You cast your eyes around and the darkness seems endless. The darkness of the world now visits you. Images of suffering, grave injustice, loss, grief, tears. The wrongness of it all seems unbearable. And into this moment, Jesus speaks to your heart. What does He say to you? How do you respond? Jesus. Jesus leads you back now into your own life. Places where you feel you are in the dark. And he promises, even if you say, surely the darkness will hide me and the light become night around me. Even the darkness is not dark to me. The night will shine like day. And suddenly, you are surrounded by a brilliant burst of light. And there's a sensation of it being pulled into you. You are shocked by how much you can absorb. The light continues to grow, filling every piece of you, pushing out the fear you've held, pushing out the shame you've carried, pushing out every question of whether you will ever be truly held or known or loved. You allow the light to fill every broken place in your heart. Every broken place in your experience. Every broken place in your body. You look at yourself and you are radiant. Light flows from you, without diminishing the light within you at all. You wonder, what could this mean? And immediately, you know, Jesus is here with you, and this is the very conversation he wants to have. What rises in you that you know you must share with Christ? Jesus is here. He's listening. And as you're ready, you share with him all that rises, all that you felt in this time of prayer, all the emotions that have threatened to overwhelm you. You pour those out. And after you have shared, you listen. What does Jesus say in response? How does he seem to you now? Can you feel his care, his compassion, his deep understanding, his solidarity with you, to the degree that you are able. Continue to receive this light and this love from Christ. And I want to read a verse over you. Let your light shine before others, that they may see and glorify your Father, who is ever with you. Let your light shine before others, that they may see and glorify your Mother who is ever with you. Let your light shine before others that they may see and glorify the infinite God who is ever with you. So as you're ready, let's take a deep breath together. And exhale. And let's take one final breath together. And exhale. I want to close our time of prayer with a prayer written by Father Joseph Tetlow. This is a prayer that I have been reciting almost daily. I choose to breathe the breath of Christ that makes all life holy. I choose to live the flesh of Christ that outlasts sin's corrosion and decay. I choose the blood of Christ along my veins and in my heart that dizzies me with joy. I choose the living waters flowing from his side to wash clean my own self and the world itself. I choose the awful agony of Christ to charge my senseless sorrows with meaning and to make my pain pregnant with power. I choose you, good Jesus. You know. I choose you, good Lord. Count me among the victories that you have won in bitter woundedness. Never number me among those alien to you. Make me safe from all that seeks to destroy me. Summon me to come to you. Stand me solid among angels and saints, chanting yes to all you have done, exulting in all you mean to do forever and ever. Then for this time, Father of all, keep me with all of myself, choosing Christ in the world. Amen. Friends, thank you for praying with me today. I hope that this light that you received today will carry you through this week. I hope that you will continue and that I will continue to sit with emotions that are rising in us now. And I trust that you are loving one another well. I love you, friends, and I look forward to praying with you soon.